The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
This has been bubbling for a wee while. The parking at Kent Station, it's gone through council now at this stage. And I had occasion, I was away in December for a weekend. We all went up to Belfast and I left the car in Kent Station for the weekend. And it was only then that I realised, hey, it's very cheap to park your car in Kent Station. It's only about £8 for 24 hours. So we parked, we left it there on a, was it Saturday morning? We left it there on a Saturday morning and came back on the Monday evening. And it only cost about £24, £25 for the whole weekend. So what's happening now is a lot of people, it would seem anyway, a lot of people are going in the morning at 7 o'clock when they're going to work and they're parking the car and they're coming back at 5 o'clock in the evening and they are taking the car out after spending the day at work for £7 or £8, which is kind of not the spirit of it. Shane O'Callaghan, Councillor Shane O'Callaghan, you're on top of this one. There is a move on now, I think, isn't there? It's going on a while, Shane. There is a move on now that you'd to do something about it. That's abusing a car park, isn't it, really? Good morning.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I agree. It's a massive issue. And it's, look, I confess as well, it's something that affects me personally. I take the train to the 7 o'clock train to Dublin a lot for my day job.
You take the train quite frequently.
I do. I take it a couple of days a week to Dublin for my day job. Right. And you know, and like I could arrive in to Kent Station at 6:40, and a lot of the time it's full even at that stage.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's clear that, you know, not everybody using the train station. I mean, it's. I think it's anecdotally well known that not everybody using the train station car park is actually getting the train. And it's not just because it's affected me, by the way. Loads of people have actually raised this as an issue with me, particularly over the last, it's got particularly bad over the last 5 or 6 months, that, you know, you could actually drive in, we'll say, get the 7 o'clock train, or sure, it's even worse if you're getting a later train, we'll say, if you're getting an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock train somewhere. You could drive into Kent Station, you drive in, it's clear that the Kent Station car park is full. So you drive back out, you go down along the quays to the other one, and oftentimes that's full as well. So at that stage, obviously, you're...
And does that have the same rates?
To catch a train, so you're panicking. They're the same rates, the other one is the same rate. But like, if that's full as well, then what do you... People invariably have to park on the side of the street, which is city council parking, which is for a maximum of 2 hours. And so then if you're outside the 2 hours, you get a €40 fine. So could you imagine if you were going up to Dublin for 3 or 4 nights, can't get a parking place in Kent Station, and then you come back and you could have a fine every day. Like you could have built up multiple €40 fines every day per day, which is obviously, it's a great revenue stream for the city council. But I don't think that's the way it's meant to be. Mm. And I think that something very needs to be done about it.
So there is a move on, and I think the council, when you brought it up on Monday night, what ideas were thrown out there?
On Monday night I submitted a motion that the Cork City Council call on the Minister for Transport, the Department of Transport, and Éireann O'Rearan to engage with the City Council with a view to increasing the number of car parking spaces available to passengers travelling on trains from Kent Station. And look, it received unanimous support, my proposal. And look, yeah, there were certain different ideas thrown out there. For instance, I think Councillor McFinn, I think suggested, you know, bringing in a system whereby, you know, you get some sort of permit that proves that you're using the train on that particular day. Councillor Paddy Deneen suggested, you know, basically just creating more parking spaces, because which ideally that would be the situation. I mean, I think that we've a shortage of car parking spaces in Cork City Centre. In general, no.
About how many spaces are in that car park, Shane? Forgot to ask you that.
Jeez, I wouldn't know off the top of my head.
No,
it'd be complete. Yeah, I would imagine so. Between the front, the main one, and the one on the quays. But I mean, I think that, you know, maybe in the medium to long term, certainly they should look at building a multi-story car park, or certainly increasing the number of car parking spaces, because at the moment it's unsustainable. And you see, and the crucial point is, if you get the train, PJ, you know, there's a lot of signs on the train which say, you know, well done, by getting the train instead of getting the car, you're saving, you know, so many CO2 emissions. So it's really environmentally friendly, and we're supposed to be encouraging people to use the train as opposed to using the car. And yet at the same time, instead of encouraging people, if there's not sufficient car parking spaces to park in the train station, you're essentially penalising people. Yeah.
Which, in fairness, the idea of a special rate for people taking the train, that's a good idea in itself.
That is a good idea, and I think it should be looked at. It's just, I suppose, enforcing it. I mean, you, like, at the moment, you go in, you park, and you either pay in a machine or you use the app. But I mean, if there's some way you could do in the app or some way you could use in the machine, that you could show the card, I think that is something that certainly could be looked at. Mm. And look, and I'm not taken away, by the way, from the service on the trains. The service is fantastic. The staff of the Erin Road Air are amazing, and they're so courteous, they're so efficient, and like, the train is almost always, it runs like clockwork. But I mean, this is the only major downside, and as I say, it is coming up a lot, because, you know, as I say, I normally get the 7 o'clock train, and if the car park is full at 6:30, 7:15, could you imagine what it's like at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock?
Yeah. So I discovered it quite by accident.
People off getting the train.
I discovered it quite by accident, really, when I was going up to Belfast for a weekend, pulled in at stupid o'clock in the morning for the first train, and I said, right, I'll open up the app now and I'll see how much it cost me. Because that's got to be a mistake. £8 a day. I didn't know. It was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's €8.50. It's €8.50 per day if you pay in the app, and I think it's €9 if you pay in the machine, which is very reasonable. But that's as it should be, because again, we should be encouraging people to use public transport. We should be encouraging people to use the train instead of driving their cars everywhere. That's the whole. I mean, this is supposed to be, you know.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The system that, you know, it's supposed to be encouraging, you know, bringing down our CO2 emissions. But I mean, it's all well and good saying that, but if you're making it difficult for people to actually get the train, that's a problem. Mm. And as I say, maybe in the medium to long term, I do think we need a lot more car parking spaces and for a multi-story car park to be built, both for train users and for people, you know, using offices in the city centre. Because they can't all, you know, I mean, not everyone is able to cycle to work. Do you know what I mean?
True.
But, you know, what if you're coming from, you know, out in, you know, I don't know, Ballinhassig or somewhere? Do you know what I mean? You're not going to be getting the bus or cycling in most cases, or flashing rain. So, I mean, it's a major issue anyway. And in the medium to long term, I do think we do need a lot more car park space. We need another multi-story car park. But in the more short term, I do think a solution could be found in terms of a permit or some sort of proof that you're actually getting the train to get the special rate.
Well, there's a thing now, Shane, with regard to city centre parking, and I'm glad to hear you say, as someone who drives to work every morning, unless the weather's really good and I can get the bus, but I then need to collect my son in the afternoon, so I have to have a car for that. So there's not enough car parking in the city, and every time I turn my back, there's more of it gone. And a lot of that is down to the council, so you've a certain amount of blame to take here. And for that, in your multi-stories, The cost can rise up there pretty fast. So you've a role to play there as well as the train station.
It has, and look, and I would have raised the issue of car parking spaces in general at a council meeting, and I immediately started getting, the cycling lobby or whoever they are, some of the more, immediately started getting onto me on Twitter as soon as I raised it. But I mean, I'm not against cycle lanes, by the way. I think cycle lanes are a good thing, but within reason. I mean, we have to accept the reality that a lot of people simply don't have access to public transport. They don't have access to, they could be coming from outside the city. Maybe they're not able to cycle. Do you know, a lot of people are not in a position to cycle if you're elderly, if you've come into work in the city centre. Correct. There has to be a recognition that, okay, you can get the bus if you live in certain areas. You can get, although at the moment it's quite unreliable a lot of the time, depending on where you are. You can cycle. A lot of people can cycle, and that's to be encouraged. But there has to be a recognition as well that a lot of people have to drive to work, and in order for them to drive to work, there needs to be car parking spaces. And if you want to get the train, I would recommend getting the train to Dublin. By the way, or I think it's a fantastic service, and it brings you right into the heart of Dublin city centre as well.
You're talking to the converted here. I love the train to Dublin.
Yes, and as I say, it's the right thing to do in terms of CO2 emissions. Mm. But the situation at the moment discourages people from getting the train because,
correct, it does, Shane, but also, and I just want to pick you up on something you're saying there just for a second. Yes. So you said, it does discourage someone from taking the train, but also what encourages people to go down there and take an 8.50 a day slot is the fact that if they go into one of the multi-stories, it'll rack up fairly quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And as well, I would suggest that there could be a multi-story car park, but that certain parts of it should be reserved for people using the train and have a special rate on those. Mm-hmm. I don't think they should increase, by the way, the parking charges.
No, of course not. That would be stupid. But some incentive, for a person, for example now, some incentive for a person who's currently working in an office in the city, who drives in the morning and parks in the train station because it's cheap, and walks across to their office, we'll say, for example, over on 1 Albert Quay, which is a nice little walk. So there's got to be some incentive for them as well by maybe cutting the costs in the city. You have to encourage people to go into the train station.
Absolutely, and which is why I think that it's something that you need to involve all the stakeholders, the Department of Transport, the Cork City Council, and Éireann, that's what I'm suggesting, need to get together, put their heads together and come up with a solution to this issue, because it's not going away and it's only going to get worse.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sorry. He's gone. Okay, sorry. That's great. Yeah, Shane, thank you for that.
Thanks, DJ.
Cheers. Shane O'Callaghan. I'm sorry for the audio problems we had on the line earlier on, but it's a conversation worth having. It is only £8 a day to park in the train station, about a couple of hundred car parking spaces there. Whether you're going on the train or not, it costs the same. Should you have to be going on a train to use the train station car park? Should there be some way to prove, or should there have to be some way to prove, that you're using the train in order to go on the train station car park, or at least to use the special day rate in the train station car park? And also, and this is the responsibility of council too, should they be bringing down the cost of parking in the city, in the multi-stories? And again, no disrespect to the cycling lobby or the commuter lobby or anything like that, but every time you turn around, there's another car park space gone. Do you know what I mean? I take the bus, I just say this before I go to bed. I take the bus any morning that it's dry enough and nice enough. I love the walk across town from the Grand Parade. I get the bus in and I love that old stroll across town. But then I've got to go and pick up my son at 1:30 or 1:15 or whatever. And where he is, there is no bus service, and there's no, even if there was, there's no connection from here to it. So what am I supposed to do? Walk all the way out to Centre Park Road where he is, pick him up, and then walk home? Is that what we're supposed to do? Do you know?
Cork's 96 FM.